I used to think people's purchasing habits were dictated by price. While price definitely plays a role in the final decision of which product to purchase, it is not the deciding factor. I was told, by a marketer whose name I can't remember, emotions make you buy, logic makes you keep. This means if a consumer is moved emotionally by a commercial or sales page, they are more prone to buy. To prevent buyer's remorse, they have to make a logical connection as to why they should keep the product. I see this all the time with people I know before and after a purchase. It never fails, whenever someone is indecisive about whether or not they should purchase a certain product, they begin creating logical reasoning on how the product will help them and how bad they will need it. Simply put, they envision their life being improved in some matter after the purchase. And there lies the answer why people really buy products regardless of price, most times. Let me break this down. Projecting a better future. When someone is contemplating a purchase, all sorts of scenarios run through their mind. At the end of the day, they're really trying to determine if they really want, or need, the product. However, what they're really trying to determine is what the future looks like with this product. Is it better or worse? If they can see a direct connection to a better future with the product, price becomes less of an object. This is why cleaning commercials always show women, their primary market, easily cleaning up a mess and having a spotless home. They're painting the picture of what your house could look like after you buy their cleaning product. What this means for the entrepreneur. Understanding this buying behavior is crucial to starting and growing a business. Your job as the product creator or service provider is to paint a better future that is created by purchasing your product or service. Most entrepreneurs starting out get caught up in showcasing all the features of their products or service, without making any clear display of how it benefits their market. This leaves the consumer with one thought in their mind: how does that help me now? Features to do not equal a better future. You have to remember, when it comes to buying, we are selfish by nature. Meaning, all people care about pre-sale is how does the product improve their lives. You can have the greatest product ever. However, your sales will remain non-existent without answering the, how does this help me? Question. There are two sides to every transaction. The first side is life without your product or service. This is known and familiar to your prospect. The second side is what life is like later. This is known by you, hopefully. Savvy entrepreneurs exist on both sides of the transaction. They know their prospect's current quality of life, as well as how it will be improved after the purchase of their product or service. What it takes. Market research. You have to know your target market. You have to be in tune with what they are feeling. Their frustrations and aspirations. You have to know the language they use to describe their pain. Know what a perfect future looks like to them. This is where most entrepreneurs fail. They create a great product without first identifying, engaging, and understanding their target market. The cemetery of sales is filled with good products, due to bad marketing. Remember, until people buy your product and start testifying about it, you are the only one who knows what life will be like with the product. Your marketing must transcend their reality into the future and let them come to the realization that they can't live life another moment without your offering. You do this, and price will be the least of your concern.